The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, I looked at the story a couple of days ago, it might have been more than a week ago, simply because young people were writing to me saying, what is going on about North Korea? They're genuinely worried about this and intercontinental ballistic missiles, which is what the words mean. It can go from there to a continent. We're a continent. America's a continent. Harley.
It is a problem. It is a worry. People have a right to be worried. And American General Mark Milley, who's the chief of staff of the Army, said today that North Korea's test of an ICBM shows it does have capabilities and they're advancing significantly and faster than had been expected. He was talking to the National Press Club, says there is still time for a non-military solution, but he said time is running out. He said they're extremely dangerous and more dangerous as the weeks go by.
I don't know what the answer to that is. I mean, Donald Trump.
Concerning, Bob.
Yeah. He's just pleasing himself, this bloke. Just pleasing himself. Amazon, Ross Greenwood talked about this earlier today. A $1 trillion company.
Yeah. It could be. It could be before long. I mean, this is if Amazon manages to complete the deal for Whole Foods, which is the expectation. No one really thinks that the FTC is going to step in and say you can't do it. That's the Federal Trade Commission. And so that being the case, the expectation now is that it could very well go to $2,000 a share, which probably means run out and buy some now because that's double the price. It's not cheap. But this, you know, the Whole Foods deal is not a big deal to Amazon, but it moves them in a direction that seems to be unstoppable. Jeff Bezos is having a good time.
I mean, they've got a model, a retail model that no one to date has been able to match. It's extraordinary. Extraordinary. I mean, yeah. Basically, what do I mean by that? Well, suddenly you're at a wedding and you think, God, I've left my damned suit pants behind. Well, ring them up. Right. They'll have the suit pants there for you in an hour. I don't understand how this happens. Now, look, if you did a little edit of the subjects that Harley discusses with us, you'd find there's a preponderance of, stop laughing, a preponderance of subjects about space. He wants to be there. Now we've got an asteroid story.
Well, it is, but this is also a story about Earth, because this asteroid did a low pass, a flyby, if you will, that was only one-third of the way between Earth and the Moon. So sort of between the two of us, that's extremely close, and we never saw it coming. We didn't know it had gone by until 3 days after it did, and it was the size of a 737 jetliner. If that thing hits the ground, it changes things. It's three times bigger than the one that exploded at Chelyabinsk a few years ago.
Amazing. Good on you, Harley. Have a wonderful weekend.